I've just watched so many clips of people being like, I can't afford eggs. He said he was going to make eggs go down. And you're like, yeah, you thought he was going to do that?
You should have voted for me. I was going to get the price of fish crackers going to go way down. We're going to get fish crackers going to go down foot by the foot. It's going to go way down as well. We're going to get more flavors too. Pop-Tarts got 49 flavors. Try and get that up to 55 by the time I'm done. 55 flavors of Pop-Tarts. Chocolate chip, double strip, double down, turn around, jump shot. Shaquille O'Neal Pop-Tarts.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Whoa, hey, didn't see you there. Psych. I did. Guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the podcast. About Last Night is the name of the show. If you've been here before, mazel. If you haven't, click subscribe right there, baby. This is a podcast for you, your friends, your family, your loved ones, your exes, even your dog. Dogs watch TV. Huh? Maybe even your goldfish. Who's still got a pet goldfish? Serial killers and gay guy? I don't know. Who? My niece had a goldfish for a bit. I don't think she's gay. I don't know. Goldfish are starter pets. And not to say that they are shouldn't be revered or respected or treated well. But it's the only pet we flush down the toilet. So what does that tell you? I mean, I remember my mom or dad. I don't want to label each one of them a murderer, but I remember we flushed a fish down the toilet. I think we overfed it. I think that's the big mistake that a lot of kids make is they just pour a bunch of fucking Chef Boyardee into that bowl. And most fish have gluten allergies, so that pasta is going to kill them. No, too much fish food. I remember at the pet store. Love me a good pet store, by the way, because people that work at pet stores, like people that work at dispensaries, are supposed to be there. Do you know what I'm saying? Rat tail, ponytail, braces, oh my. They know everything about every animal. And they give you fish food, and they say, one little sprinkle, but kids are fucking idiots, so they dump the whole thing in there. Next thing you know, Nemo is choking on his beef stroganoff and having a fucking stroke underwater. Welcome back to the show. Hope you guys had a great Super Bowl. Let's start there. Happy New Year. I said Happy New Year last night to somebody at the Comedy Store, and they go, wow, still doing it, huh? And I go, yeah, I'm getting out of the way. Also, if I haven't seen you in a hot minute, I feel like I got jurisdiction, leverage, whatever word you like to use to convey that you feel like you're still able to throw it around. And Happy New Year is, well, I guess if you say it too late, people can go like, you fucking, how could you? But most people have, most people feel good about it. It's a celebratory letting you know that I'm thinking about you. Hey, and you're starting, instead of how you doing and putting it on somebody to have to fake like, I'm all right, man. Or I'm doing good. Yeah. Most people, you ask them how they're doing. 98% of people, actually, I would say. How you doing? Hey, I'm all right, man. Everybody's just all right. Everybody's just, I'm fine. Yeah. Which, it's just wild because it's like you're fucking alive. And whether, I mean, I got no complaints. But then again, I do. But I always, anytime, even when things, I'm blessed to be touring and traveling and making some cash. But hey, man, the last 18 years, I have not been. So, and I've still been finding a way to be happy and enjoy it. More so in the past few years, which is why I started doing the Dr. Phil Live stuff, because I got to a point to where I was not enjoying it. And I said, if I'm losing joy for the business, I got to figure something out. And for the time being, it's a nice little Band-Aid. Because nothing ever lasts, but we're having a good time right now. And boy, do we have a good time in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. I did the Uno Arena. As Dr. Phil, I go, I love this arena. The Uno Arena, it's named after my favorite card game. I won't play Uno with the Mexicans, though, because they take all the green cards too soon. It's myself as Phil, Burt Kreischer, Nikki Glaser, Shane Gillis, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Tyreek Hill from the Miami Dolphins. And we went up at the arena and performed for 10,000 people. And man, what a trip. I went up last, and which was intimidating but fun. And wrote a bunch of jokes with some help from my boy Pat Barker about the NFL. Jokes like, the 2025 Hall of Fame inductees were announced, and I know what you're thinking. Aaron Hernandez was snubbed again. How many more times are they going to leave this guy hanging? let's see. What else? Well, let me see if I can find some other jokes from that roast. It was a blast. I mean, I wanted, everyone was doing stand-up, so I was like, I got to come out as Phil and do some, you know, not stand-up, but like it was more appropriate to do NFL jokes, you know. Bill Belichick is the new head coach at UNC, I said. Apparently won a job where he could fuck his girlfriend after her algebra class lets out. both teams, of course, the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, both teams are going to have franchise legends there. For the Eagles, Randall Cunningham will be doing the ceremonial coin toss, and the Chiefs, Tony Gonzalez will be getting deported, probably, is his last name. It's all bad news for the Jaguars now that Trump has banned trans athletes. They don't have a quarterback. Because, you know, Trevor Lawrence looks like he's got a penis and a pajama. Yeah, you get it. What else did I say? Patrick Mahomes sounds like RFK. Fuck Kermit the Frog. No matter who you're rooting for. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's. Oh, wait, what'd I say? Yeah, I spent. New Orleans is a great city. It's nice to. It was interesting to be on Bourbon Street and see that Andy Reid has the nicest set of tits. I spent the whole week collecting beads on Bourbon Street. You know what? You don't know what I had to do to get them, especially the anal ones. Yeah, it was a good time. Good time. Jabril Peppers got arrested for domestic violence this year after allegedly choking his girlfriend in their house. When they heard he specialized in choking at home, the Dallas Cowboys offered him a 10-day contract. Yeah, so a lot of fun. New Orleans is a wild city, bro. Wow, these guys fucking get after it. I mean, it's why it's Adam Devine's favorite city in the world. You can walk around, you can drink everywhere, you can eat anywhere. Look, does Bourbon Street in the French Quarter have homeless people and streets that smell like piss and apple cider vinegar? Yeah. What city doesn't? Every city smells a little bit like piss. Even in Hollywood, there's a game I like to play every now and then called, is that human or dog poop? But New Orleans has a vibe and an energy. If you haven't been, it's just like everyone's walking around with a pep in their step. There's music at every corner. There's just an energy, for lack of a better word. And it's perfect for the Super Bowl because there's just parties galore. We went to this bar called the Blacksmith, Latif Blacksmith. It's like the oldest bar in New Orleans. We went there almost every night. First night, went there because we landed about 6, 7, went out to a dinner and then got to this bar. We're keeping it chill. Then Grace O'Malley shows up. Then Adam Devine shows up. Then Durs. Then Blake. Then Cam Hayward from the Steelers. Then Jelly Roll. Then George Kittle. And we got after it. Jelly Roll, when you party and drink with Jelly Roll, know this. You're going to have one of the best times of your life. But you're also going to take some shots. And he could throw them back, dude. He has a nice balance of shots and water, but these were big-ass Jelly Roll shots, man. So needless to say, Friday was rough. We got up Friday. Went to Media Row. Big convention center where everyone's, you know, from Pat McAfee to Michelle Beadle to the Workaholics guys to Rich Eisen. Did Something's Burning, Burt's cooking show with Rich Eisen and Cam Hayward. That was a blast. I think that comes out next week. That was fun. Rich Eisen is quietly very funny. You know, it's 4 hours of a sports show where he's being silly in doses, but when you're on a show with two comedians and Cam Hayward, who is just a big kid and very silly as well. It brings out another side of Rich, and Rich found this role on the Something's Burning episode where he was kind of like the old curmudgeon-y Jew grandpa almost. He just was real subtle and dry, and Bert would make something, and Rich goes, "Oh, I'm not eating that at all. What is that? What? Oh my God! Oh no! Stop! And then Bert would add something, and he'd go, "Nope, that's just making it worse." It was really funny. But he was real quick and had some great sports stories. And doing his podcast, or a live show, I should say, for Roku was a treat. They had a big, fancy-ass set. Some of these little shows just had a little stage, a little podcast, like the Workaholics guys just had a nice little booth. But Rich Eisen, come on, man. It's NFL, network, Roku. Their show's huge. They got a big stage and set, lot of space for all the guys. TJ and Brockman were there as well. But shout out to the Rich Eisen Show. Love those guys. They want me to come on and do Phil, and I want to too. But man, I'd have to get into makeup at like 8 a.m. And right now, that's not in the cards. But I got to figure it out for my boy Rich, dude. He's a sweet guy. And man, he's been to 22 Super Bowls. I've been to one. I mean, we were down there for this one, but tickets for the game were like $2,600, which it's not your team. It's just like, you know, we went to I was about to say OnlyFans, Cameo party. Same thing. Cameo had us over. Shout out to Shane and the crew for hosting us at the little Cameo party at some oyster bar called Acme. Acme Oyster Bar is supposed to be like the best oysters in New Orleans. And we had a great time. And they know how to party, the Cameo guys. We were throwing them back oysters, jumbo. The game sucked. The Chiefs got fucking, man, sometimes it's not your day. And that is in life and in sports and in porn. I mean, sometimes you're just like, fuck. The Chiefs, the equivalent of like in porn, I guess, when the guy is just like, I can't get it up or I'm coming in 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? And there's probably a better analogy for it, but it didn't go according to plan, is my point. And the Eagles just came out firing, dude. Commercials were okay. The Seal Mountain Dew commercial is maybe one of the best commercials I've ever seen in my entire life. But also, I'm a big Seal fan, so I'm biased. Seal's so fun. Seal is a seal? What was the commercial? He even he transposed some of the Kiss from a Rose lyrics into Mountain Dew, like, did you know that Mountain Dew has a nine and bamba blast man and a finger your kissin'. Baby, it goes down like a Mountain Dew, yeah. I mean, I don't fuck with you if you don't like Seal. Hard stance, but hard pass. Seal is one of those, should be universally enjoyed. He's got something for everybody. Also, what do you don't like cool voices? There's a handful of singers that don't sound like anybody else. There's only one Seal. There's only one Paul McCartney. Only one Michael Jackson. Some people might argue Usher, R. Kelly. Wow. What was I about to start saying? R. Kelly. SNL had their 50th reunion this weekend. Sorry, I got a bagel sandwich stuck in my teeth. And they showed a thing of like, Tom Hanks did the In Memoriam, and it was supposed to be, you know, you're thinking it's going to be all the people that passed this year, and it was like all the bad racist accents and just things they did that were like clearly over the line, making like have super gay characters, somebody in blackface, and they just showed all of it, and it was really a funny take on it. Edgier than they usually are, right? But they also showed at the end that they had R. Kelly hosting and Diddy on, and so it was, you know. Obviously, those guys have been in some trouble. Is Diddy in jail right now? I need to do some research before this pod. I think Diddy's in jail. Which is wild. Diddy's in jail. What's happening, dude? I mean, just... this guy is... look, you lived a life, and now you're living another life. Jail, it's not over in jail. It's just not as cool. And I don't think Diddy's getting the Martha Stewart treatment. I think he's... we're going to hear some stories. I mean, who's going to get that first interview with Diddy in jail? Barbara Walters would have done it, RIP. Diddy, tell me about what's happening in prison. Well, you saw that guy behind me, right?
Yes.
Well, let's just say... he owes me one. I don't know if I could laugh. I mean, clearly. I mean, I would like to think that I would fucking... you shave your head, you fucking do some push-ups, and you're like, I can fucking protect myself. No one's fucking my butt. No one's using my mouth as an ashtray. No one's making me try to stop. I'm going to eat my fucking noodles and go to bed, and I'm gonna get through this. But, man, it just seems like there's a portion of prison that your hope is faded, and then there's a prison side where people are, dude, vibes are high, positivity, the outlook is like, dude, I'm going to get out of here, man. I'm going to be a better person. And that's the side we should be encouraging more. But I think there are prisons and establishments that really are just like kicking people while they're down, and they're like, we ain't letting them back out. And maybe there's some truth to that, and maybe we're fucking up. There's probably good people that are not getting opportunities to get a second chance, and that sucks. I mean, look at the movie Hurricane with Denzel, falsely accused and went to jail for like 90 years. He was like 40, and he got out when he was 120, and he was like,
I didn't do it.
And they were like, yeah, you did. And he was like, no, I didn't. And then they proved they didn't, and they were like, oops. I just started the Gabby Petito murder doc. Man, you want to talk about fucking you up. Whew. Murder docs, first of all, Netflix does murder docs. What? Chef's kiss. And it's the perfect doc because she wanted to be a YouTube blogger, so she taped every moment of their trip up until he killed her. So you have all this insane footage of her. It's like, I mean, terrifying, dude. I mean, oh God, it's so, imagine getting to a place so mentally where you want to kill somebody. That's fucking wild, man. And she seems so sweet, and yeah, she annoyed him a little bit with her blogs, but like, all right, man, break up or go, hey, can you do the blogs when I'm not so tired? I don't know if this, it feels that easy. This guy was psycho too. The psycho guys always look psycho, dude. There was a look in his eyes when they pulled him over and he was hitting her and people reported it. And so the cops tracked the plate and pulled him over, and they're like, what's up, man? He was like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, no, sorry. We were arguing in the car and she gets all crazy. And yeah. So cool. What are you listening to, man? Rob Zombie? Hell yeah, dude. Jamming out in the car. It's like you just get to jam out. Hell yeah. Yeah, no, I'm super normal, man. If you say you're super normal, chances are, say it with me, you're not. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about making money. Because if you've ever tried selling anything online, you know it can be a mess. I've got buddies who've tried launching merch lines, running side hustles, even setting up an online store for their comedy gigs. And look, they all ran into the same prob. Getting a store up and running without losing their minds is impossible. And then boom, Shopify. Total game changer. Shopify came to the rescue. Suddenly, you can go from struggling to figure out the back end to feeling like a legit business owner. All you need is a setup and cha-ching. The first sale hits and it's like, oh my God, this is what winning feels like. Charlie Sheen winning. I mean, look, I use Shopify for my own merch store, and let me tell you, it took all the stress out of selling online. No weird tech hurdles, no coding needed, just streamlined pro-level selling, so that you can focus on actually growing your business instead of, you know, arguing with your checkout page. Look, I've seen my friends go from side hustle to real business just by switching to Spotify. And once that money starts rolling in, it's like, ooh, why didn't I do this sooner? So upgrade your business and get the same checkout we use with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/aboutlastnight, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/aboutlastnight, all lowercase, to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Swish. That's a basketball term. Guys, b-ball season is in full swing. Adam Ray here. And if you're not playing Prize Picks, you're missing out, dude. Let me break it down for you. Prize Picks is the best way to get real money, daily fantasy action. We all love it. We all need it. We're all online and over 10 million members are already playing. So get to it. People are taking in billions of awarded winnings, and it couldn't be easier. All you do is pick more or less on at least two players, and boom, you're in. You think Steph Curry's going to hit more than 5 threes next week? What about Giannis, more than 35 points? Well, lock it in and run your game all season long. What I love about Prize Picks, honestly, is it gets its players. You ever hit almost all your picks and get nothing? Not here. With their flex play, you can still cash out even if one of your picks doesn't hit. And the payouts, dude, they're fast, safe, and secure. I'm talking money in your account in minutes. This week, I'm looking at Jason Tatum for more than 29 points and Anthony Edwards for more than 25. I like Anthony Davis to dominate the boards with more than 12 rebounds. And look, Luka in LA, I think it's a perfect fit, and I like Luka dishing out more than 8 assists. These lineups are too good. The best part is that it takes less than 60 seconds to make your picks. You could have been doing it this whole time I've been talking. There's no deep research, no confusing odds. Just pick and play. And if you're like me, you love a good Taco Tuesday. Prize Picks hooks you up with discounted player projections every Tuesday, giving you even more value for your lineups. Download the app today and use the promo code ALN to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's right. Promo code ALN after you download the app. And get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is sponsored by Acorns. Heard of them? Yeah, you have. Guys, look, the new year has started off. It's February. If you're still saying Happy New Year, go fuck yourself. But guess what? We've all got big plans, and we're all trying to fuck ourselves into a better state of who we are. You want to be a better you. It's a new year. It's a new me. It's a new us. Okay. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to stack cash, we've all made resolutions, but let's be honest, they don't always work out. Okay. But let me ask you something. What if you could make your financial resolutions automatic? You know, like what if saving and investing could happen without even thinking about it? Well, that's exactly what Acorns does. This podcast is sponsored by Acorns because, well, look, they make it easy to start automatically saving and investing so that your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. I'm not a money expert. I once bought a 3-pack of Tom Hanks DVDs from Best Buy for 60 bucks. It was worth 20. Nobody wants to see Turner and Hooch that many times. Acorns will recommend a diverse portfolio that fits you and your money and your goals, okay? And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. Start with $5 or even spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible, because it's not. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money right on track, all right? They basically do the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. I've been using them for a while now, and it's honestly a game changer. It's simple. I don't have to think about it. They take care of everything. You link your card, and it rounds up your purchases to the nearest dollar, automatically investing that spare change, which is huge because we all need a little bit extra, and it can go a long way if you're fucking around with Acorns. The best part, I've already seen some growth in my account, okay? It's not going to make me rich overnight, but every little bit adds up, and over time, you can start affording that bathtub in your hot tub, and it feels like you're doing something good for your future and for yourself, maybe your kids or your dog or your ferret, without stressing, all right? So head to the acorns.com/ALN. Okay, head to acorns.com/ALN or download the Acorns app and start saving and investing for your future today.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/ALN.
I don't like seeing these types of docs are fascinating, but man, it's tough to go to sleep after you watch one. Thankfully, I had bitten into a nice little Eddie last night post-show at the store and slept hard. I don't want to take Eddie's every night to go to bed because I wake up a little groggy, but I was out, dude. I had some wild fucking dreams, too. What did I dream about? Was Tom Brady in my dream? I think Tom Brady was in my dream. Nothing sexual. Bummer. What was going on? Flag football? Was he at my nephew's flag football tournament? I think that's what it was. He was with my brother-in-law, Dirte, and they were coaching. Oof. This is why I wish we got to have a machine where it can hook your brain up to your dreams and project them. AI, if we have AI, you know, we just use AI for these images for a game we did with Trevor Wallace at the Salt Lake City Dr. Phil Live on Sunday, which, by the way, quick recap. Denver Thursday, Denver Friday, Utah Sunday, Dr. Phil Live, all sold out. We're talking over 5,000 tickets over 3 nights. Denver shout out Thursday night. Holy shit. TJ Miller, John Rudnitsky, Sam Talent. Bada bing, bada boom, bada boom. All murdered. What a show. Friday, Valentine's Day. Oh, I don't know. Nick Thune. Ralph Barbosa. And Josh Blue. Gangsters, dude. We had proposals on each show. The Valentine's Day one was extra special. Paramount Theater in Denver. Snowy and cold as fuck, but man, do we have a blast. Fly to Utah. My flight gets delayed 9 hours. Utah was Trevor Wallace, Hans Kim, Eric Griffin, and Dr. Drew. Wow. Merry fuck, kill fuck. They ripped it. Sold out. Eccles Theater. I mean, hopefully we've been showing you some pictures of these shows while I've been talking. But what a weekend, man. Can't thank you guys enough for coming out. These shows are bananas, dude. Every show we've been able to stack. And I have them all booked up and through July. You know, coming up, we have Milwaukee on February 28th. Wild lineup. Minnesota on March 2nd. Wild lineup. Detroit on March 6th at the Fox Theater, 4,800 seats. Toronto, which I think is sold out, 3,100. Meridian Hall, March 8th in Toronto. And then Dallas at the Majestic, March 13th and 14th. Chicago at the Chicago Theater, March 16th. 27th of March, Boston. 30th of March, Atlanta. And then we go April 6th in Nashville, April 19th in Austin. And then Kansas City, Indianapolis, and Cleveland in June. Reno, Pittsburgh, Atlantic City, June, July. Two store shows left. Dr. Phil Live shows at the Comedy Store. But, man, we're taping all this for a documentary on the road to just have. It's a moment in time. But we will be concluding in July. That'll be it for the Dr. Phil Live shows. I've said it before, and some people are like, not really. Yep, that's going to be it. Focusing on other shit. Big stand-up tour for Adam Ray in the fall. Other character shows I might start popping off with, but just want to have, want to be done before it's not fun. And we'll have done 30 shows. That's a cool little run, man. And it's exhausting, dude. I was beat. I do these meet and greets go 2+ hours, and the shows are now. I keep trying to keep the shows to like 90 minutes, and it's impossible because I, with Dr. Drew and Hans and Trevor and Eric Griffin in Utah. What am I gonna do? 15 minutes with each person? They flew out. We flew them out. They're there. You want to get the most. So it's 25, 30 a guest, and these shows are, it's a lot. But people are engaged, and I feel real dialed in. I'm doing a good job of being rested and taking care of myself and making sure that I'm locked and loaded because I'm up there for 2+ hours. I don't leave. We used to have a commercial break at the Comedy Store and have it be a sketch, right, an old video, and that would give me at least 2 minutes to run off stage. But now we do live commercial ad reads with somebody from the crowd, which is a great way just to break the fourth wall and pull somebody up on stage. And because we have that, I don't leave the stage. So, but it's fine. And that's why. So it's wild to do that, have a 20-minute break, maybe 15, and then go to a 2-hour meet and greet. And I don't like to rush people along. So we're taking, you know, 3 to 5 to 6 minutes with everybody. And it's, man, this in Utah on Sunday, I was fried. It was wild. I was just like, but worth it. No complaints, dude. What, do I want to go back to Universal Studios and have my boss tell me that I'm not in Wolverine shape? No, I can tell myself that. Utah's a good comedy city. Denver is known for being, look, you got the Comedy Works there, downtown and south, two of the best clubs in the world. Everyone says it. It's been clipped on many podcasts. Comedy Works, South, and Landmark are two of the best clubs. Wendy knows how to run them. Every comic goes there. You still get Chappelle popping through to do some surprise shows. People know. The shows sell out even if it's not a household name because people know that the Comedy Works is going to bring it for you. So Denver, we were that great. That was one of the first shows that sold out, the Valentine's Day one. So we added the day before. And Utah, though, came through as well, man. You got Keith Stubbs out there with the Wise Guys Clubs. And they're just, you know, yeah, did I come out and go, look at all these fucking Mormons and soakers? And that got a laugh. We talked about some Mormon stuff here and there. Jeremiah played a Mormon, and we did a Loveline-esque show called Feel Better? And we went into the crowd, which was really fun. I'd never done that before. Took a little handheld mic, went into the crowd. Dr. Drew and I tried to help people solve their problems. And then Jeremiah was a Mormon kid that had never been with a woman. So we brought a gal up on stage, and she kind of coached him through it. It was really funny. Really funny. Jeremiah's crushing it. Jeremiah is delivering every show. He's there. He waits around all night and gets, you know, 12 to 20 minutes to play and just brings it every time and is fearless. And look, just like any comedy bit that you've never done before, some things hit harder than others. But he's batting a high average, and it's just fun. It's fun to have. He got a big pop in Utah because people almost thought because we were going so long that he wasn't going to be on is what some people told me. They were like, oh, maybe Jeremiah's not here. And then I'm going around. I talk to 4 or 5 people in the crowd, and then I find him. And once we put a light on him, everybody went nuts. So that was cool. But yeah, what a blast. 8 shows in March is going to be a lot, I'm going to be honest, which is why I'm trying to like lighten the load for myself this weekend. But yeah, hopefully you guys can come out to a show, man. AdamRayComedy.com for those tickets. And I have stand-up shows in between. I'm in Philadelphia March 20th through the 22nd. I think those shows have sold out, and we're adding a few. And then May, I've got Eugene, Oregon, the Olsen Run Comedy Club, May 8th through the 10th. I think we're going to add shows there. Mic Drop Comedy Club, May 16th through the 18th. Toronto, May 1st through the 3rd. I think that's all sold out in Toronto at the Comedy Bar. And then I think we got Cincinnati and some other things coming up. And then next week, I'm going to be announcing the Adam Ray Fall Tour. And it's a big one, man. A lot of cities I haven't been to. So that should be a blast. So all the tickets and Adam Ray merch and Dr. Phil merch at adamraycomedy.com. Traveling has been a doozy. Can planes stop crashing? Hey, stop crashing. Stop flipping over. Stop fucking in midair with fighter pilots. And look, you hear all these reports. Trump is firing airport people left and right. He's firing Southwest security agents and pilots and FAA regulators. Warren G's fired. Dude, people travel nonstop every day. I fly so much. I'm terrified now. I'm in the plane constantly now thinking of something bad happening. And I didn't used to be that way. And it fucking sucks, dude. And if one more thing happens, I might buy a bus. What are you, fucking Sharon Stone? I'm not going to buy a bus. I'll rent a bus. I'll steal a bus. I'll steal a Greyhound bus or a school bus. I don't give a fuck. Flying is quickly becoming not an option. It's just, man, scary, dude. The weather doesn't even scare me. It's just you just hope and pray that people are with it up there and that they're not fucked up or they're not terrified themselves or they have all the instruments and the information at their disposal to keep you safe and sound. People are getting testy, though. Ooh, baby. This past weekend, I saw 4 or 5 fights on the plane. Stewardess, guy, the meal he ordered, they didn't have it. That's my favorite.
I ordered the chicken potato piccata.
Well, we ran out of that, sir.
Huh? I ordered the chicken potato piccata online before the flight.
Well, that last guy, we only had 2 of them, and we had to give them to the people in first class. You're in Comfort Plus, you fucking troll.
I ordered the chicken potato piccata.
Well, you can either suck your thumb like a fuckface, or you can go to the bathroom, take a shit, drink some of the fucking sink water, open the emergency exit, and jump out the fucking plane. When that plane flipped over in Toronto, whoa. By the way, all survived. Do you think as it flipped over, if I was on that plane and it flipped over, I'd quickly open my phone to Beyonce's Survivor and play it and put it on full blast? Do you think people would laugh or cry or cheer? There was a report that there were flight attendants on the wing posing for pictures before people evacuated. That's hilarious and also terrifying. But dude, imagine flipping over and it got all fiery. So that's why you want to get the fuck out. I'd be like, get the fuck out. I'd be shoving people, dude. Shit. I love how when they say, like, if something happens, everyone, you know, single file, take your time. Bro, if the plane flips, I don't care how old or young you are. Boom, stiff arm, punch, shove, kick. Dude, get the fuck out of my way, dude. Because that plane is moments away from exploding. And that's not how I'm going to go out, man. I ain't exploding. Nope. I'd rather walk out of the plane and fall into a shark pit. I don't know. I wouldn't want to explode. Feels like a terrible way to go. I guess it's super quick though. Let's change the topic. The fires in LA, we got through it. Thanks for all the hope, by the way, everyone that's out there. Thanks for the hope. It was almost too much hope. We got it though. We got it. LA appreciates all the hope. I'm talking to you, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm talking to you, Boise, Idaho. I'm talking to you, Houston, Texas. I'm talking to you, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm talking to you, Tacoma, Washington. Thanks for all the hope. You got to do something, though. As somebody that's not around it, I get the helplessness. And you're like, dude, what am I going to send money? Granola bars, condoms. I'd like to send condoms to Hamas, but they're clearly raw-dogging it. They're not going to pull out. Take it from me. That's why Barron's here. He's a... forgot to pull out, baby. He's an oops-a-daisy, baby. Barron Trump, have you seen that guy live? He's just like his dad. Wild. There's a video of Barron just at rallies being like, he even claps like his dad. Imagine being that kid, 6'9", and just Trump is your dad, and your dad is the president, and a wild guy, and 78 years old, man. I don't know. I don't follow as much as I did Trump's first go-around, and I think he kind of likes that. I think they want people to get so desensitized to what's happening that we just stopped watching, and then they... By the way, eggs were supposed to go down in prices. They're the most expensive they've ever been. I don't even fucking, dude, I don't even know why I voted. They both, everybody sucks. But when I say everybody sucks, I wish people would be more open to the idea that, like, nobody's perfect. Yourself, who you voted for, who you wanted it. But it is so apparent right now that, like, a lot of the things that were said that were going to happen are not happening and then are also happening. And some people are pumped about that and some people aren't. But I've just watched so many clips of people being like, I can't afford eggs. He said he was going to make eggs go down. And you're like, yeah, you thought he was going to do that?
But you should have voted for me. I was going to get a price of fish crackers. We're going to go way down. We're going to get fish crackers going to go down foot by the foot. It's going to go way down as well. We're going to get more flavors too. Pop-Tarts got 49 flavors. Trying to get that up to 55 by the time I'm done. 55 flavors of Pop-Tarts. Chocolate chip, double strip, double down, turn around, jump shot. Shaquille O'Neal Pop-Tarts. Papa John Pop-Tart. It's the N-word Pop-Tart.
Where's Papa John these days? N-word. Boom. Gone. Came back. Shaq. Papa John was like, look, I got the biggest N-word. You're like, dude, no. Bad. Bad, John. Oh, I met Steven Tyler. I met Steven Tyler. Did the Steven Tyler benefit. Janie's got a fund. Wow. That's tonight's Doritos joke of the night. Steven Tyler looks exactly like you think he would. Scarf. Cool jeans. Cool jacket. 76, by the way. Mazel. Very cool. Myself, Bill Burr, Dean Del Rey, Bobby Lee, Ian Edwards. Ripped Comedy Store. Kicked it. Took an edible with Zach Brown after. Kicked it with Zach Brown after. Zach Brown's doing a Dr. Phil live show coming up. TBD, TMI, YOLO, HPV, HBO. Buy tickets. Dr. Phil. AdamRayComedy.com. Atlanta, March 27th. Boston, March 27th. Atlanta, March 30th. Dude, people are coming up and popping up on these shows that I fucking can't understand how. Zach Brown, very cool. Josh from Queens of the Stone Age was there. Yeah, talking to Steven Tyler for a minute was wild. Dean Del Rey backstage started harmonizing with him, and it was pretty fucking cool. Dean has like a really sweet rocker voice, and just the fact that Steven was singing. Steven Tyler apparently fell on a microphone stand like 5-6 months ago and had crazy vocal surgery. So the fact that he even can sing now is wild. But man, and seeing Paul McCartney at the SNL 50th sing and sound great. Awesome. Doesn't get better than that. Because as a rock star fan, you just want these guys to sound... As they get older, it's like it's sad if they don't sound like what you... You can suspend your disbelief and go, all right, yeah, like you don't sound exactly like you did. But if you can get pretty close, man, that's why my boy Johnny Resnick for the Goo Goo Dolls is so impressive. Because it's like, dude, it sounds no different than he did 30 years ago. Trying to add a few more special musical acts to the Dr. Phil Live Tour before we get out of here. And we got some cool ones lined up, so stay tuned. All right, I think that's about it, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody cut in line in front of me at the grocery store about 4 days ago. The story gets better. And I went from 0 to 60 real quick in the bubbly rage department. It was wild. Just cut, like, couldn't actually, like, I was like, oh, like I was clearly in line and he just walked in front of me and set his stuff down. And it was one of those things that I go, oh, he knows I don't want the confrontation or he doesn't give a fuck. Because in my head I go, what if I go, hey man. He looked like the tough guy. I would just turn back and go, yeah? You didn't cut me off. You know what I'm saying? That type of guy. Like, you had a chance to step in front of me, and you didn't. And now I'm buying my gum and my toaster strudels. Suck on my butt. And see, if he said that, then I go, hey, man, let's let bygones be bygones. Suck on my butt is a hilarious catchphrase and a threat. Oh, you don't imagine being a kid bully. Oh, yeah? I can't take your lunch money? Give me that. Suck on my butt. Would you like the bully, or would you laugh and he'd see, would the bully like that he was making you laugh, or would the bully get insecure because he sees you laughing at his catchphrase? And everyone, all of the bully's friends said, dude, Martin, no one's gonna be threatened or intimidated by suck on my butt. You don't know, Kevin. You don't know. Cause you've never been bullied. You've been receiving end of a knuckle sandwich. Martin, we're telling you, man, no one's going to take you seriously. Oh, yeah? Give me your lunch money. Suck on my butt. The Yo Mama Snaps books were big when I was a kid. Yo Mama so fat, her blood type's Ragu. Yo Mama so fat, when she sits around the house, she sits around the house. Yo Mama so fat, when she sat on a quarter and squeezed a booger out of George Washington's nose. And I'd always be like, Yo Mama so fat, your dad left. And now he's fucking my in-shape aunt. And I've seen him at 4 back-to-back-to-back-to-back family reunions. And he bought me these Air Force One Jordans. But yeah, you're walking around those $2 Chuck slippers you get with a box of wine at the grocery store because you're a poor little fuck. So guess what? Your mama's fat and she's a whore. Suck on my butt. All right, a few minutes left here. Again, subscribe to the podcast right here, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. Listen to it on the drive. Watch it after the drive. Subscribe to my YouTube, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. That's where you get all the Dr. Phil lives. That's where you get, shit, what's coming up? We have Best of Chicago, I think, that's dropping on my YouTube soon. The San Francisco Dr. Phil Live with Adam Devine, Brad Williams, Johnny Knoxville, Blake Anderson, and Matt Chapman drops February 27th. Ooh, I cannot wait. And of course, if you guys are bored, AdamRay.live, we have launched. It's a place to get the longer uncut Dr. Phil Lives that you can't see on YouTube. YouTube infringes and gets in the way and cock blocks some things we can't show you, so we have to put it on a different site. And I have so much extra stuff coming that we just decided to make a separate site. It's $10 a month. You sign up and you get a bunch of free extras, and I think it's worth it. I'm putting out a lot of free content, and this is the place you can get longer uncut episodes and special stuff that YouTube isn't going to get. So AdamRay.live, sign up for that if you get a chance. Again, AdamRayComedy.com for all the stand-up and Dr. Phil Live tour dates. AdamRayComedy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And a big announcement coming soon. Two big announcements. The stand-up tour with all those cities and a podcast announcement. A new podcast. I'm starting with somebody else. Who is it? Who do you know? Who do you think? Guesses in the comments below. New podcast with myself, Adam Ray, and another comedian. I can't wait for you guys to see it. Be good to yourself. Have a great weekend. Milwaukee, we'll see you next week. February 28th, March 2nd in Minnesota for Dr. Phil Live. And man, weekend. I'm going to try to take it easy this weekend. I'm in town for the first time in a long time, and I'm going to try to sleep, eat, drink, eat, and be merry. Be with my fam and take it easy, man. I got to sleep. I got a lot of not sleep coming up. So I got to make sure that I am fucking rested, dude. That's the one thing I'm finding that I think, you know, I'm only 42. I feel like I'm in decent shape, but can't be drinking and smoking and staying up late. I booked my flight Sunday night for Monday in Utah. I changed it. I was supposed to leave at 3:10 on Monday. I was like, I'm going to leave at 10:45, get home, have the day with my wife. I booked it for 10:45 p.m. because I was fucking half asleep. So I get there and they're like, oh, this isn't for 12 hours. I was like, huh? Suck on my butt. And so I sat around for a while. Luckily, they put me on the 11:20, so I was able to get home still at a decent time. But fuck, man. I am not that leave at 7 a.m. the next morning guy. I know Brad Williams, Jeremiah, they, you know, get home to the kiddos and good on you. Jeremiah also doesn't drink or smoke, so he's probably feeling refreshed. Although, in part of the documentary we're filming for the Dr. Phil Live tour, we were downstairs in Denver, and Jeremiah was, we were all hanging out, and it was fun. And that's a big part of the tour that I love, is the hang, dude, with Steven Hauser, Van Corona, Jeremiah, my boy Albert, who's filming the doc and going to direct it and edit it, all the crew that films the shows between Jason and James and Dave and Jesse. And we just have a great crew. My boy Norm and Jack, who are tour managers and doing all the ins and outs to make things run smoothly. It's a well-oiled machine and a great group and a really, really fun group. And all those pictures you see, Van Corona, at Van Corona on Instagram, the best in the biz. Van, just, you see, follow his page. There's you know, Matt Macisco, Troy Conrad, Liz Vigiano, and Mike Falzone and Van. They're all gangsters. Van is, you know, Van, look at his page. But so we're having a blast, man. But Jeremiah fell asleep, and we were all kind of talking to him, making fun of him. And then he, like, just woke up and goes, I heard you guys. But he was happy. I mean, he kept smiling half asleep because he could hear us, but he was, and then finally somebody said something, he just wakes up and he goes, suck on my butt. No, he doesn't. All right, I love you guys. Enjoy your weekend.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
And we'll see you next week here on the About Last Night podcast. Good night, everybody.